It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Tom Hanks, hosted by me, Rachel Chapman.
Woo!
And today on the podcast, he's been a guest multiple times because he's one of my best friends. If you follow me on Instagram at Lady Tom Hanks, you might have seen a picture or two of him because he's a model extraordinaire. It's Riley Wesley.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me back. Every single time I come on one of your podcasts, I think I have to do a good job because I really hope she invites me back. If she doesn't invite me back, I did something wrong.
Well,
so, and now that I'm putting that out there, I hope you consciously are aware of inviting me back.
Well, I've literally had you on every single one of my 50 million podcasts.
every single one equally as entertaining.
Thank you.
Honestly, it's fun because you got Hanks. I mean, being required to watch a Tom Hanks movie was some of my favorite homework I've ever had to do in my life.
Aww.
And I got to do two of them.
Yeah.
Which ones did I do again?
You did
the first movie.
Yeah, the first movie, He Knows You're Alone, which Tom wasn't in a lot.
Yeah, but he was so good when he was. And he was a hunk.
Then you did The Great Buck Howard.
Yes, The Great Buck Howard.
Which, yep. Tom Hanks wasn't in a lot either.
Not really. But he played his real son's father.
Yeah.
I think, right? Did he play Colin's father?
He played Colin's father.
Did you do movies he produced too?
No.
If you do, let me know for Mamma Mia and Mamma Mia 2.
Ooh, yeah.
Love to talk about those movies. Anyway, we digress.
That might be season 3, because season 2, I guess this is big news. I'm definitely going to cover Colin Hanks movies.
Oh, but you heard it here first. We got the exclusive.
Yeah.
Season 2, you got Hanks, Colin Hanks. You see in the name, it just says Hanks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And season 2, there's going to be a call-in aspect. I'll put out a phone number if anyone wants to call in and leave any kind of voice memo. I will put it in the podcast.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Unless it's, like, offensive, I won't put it in. But, like, you can literally talk about anything you want. About Colin, about the movie, about Tom. You could talk about anything.
Rita.
Rita. Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah.
All the Greek movies.
All the Greek movies. Which,
that's a great idea. That'll be so fun. I like a little interactive.
Yeah, me too. It's something exciting and new.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's all we're craving these days. It's just something exciting and new.
And speaking of Greek, so this week... Greek week.
Greek week.
Okay, so I we're gonna talk about a few serious subjects. I don't know where to start. Okay, so first of all, we're all in quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I hope listeners,
Tom wants you to quarantine. He is a victim.
He's Agent Zero. He's a victim. Yeah. He's a survivor.
Yeah, that's the word, not victim. He's a survivor of the coronavirus. So he wants you to wear a mask. And you can always wear a handkerchief.
Yes, you can wear.
Product placement.
Handkerchief. I will say, Rachel came to my apartment. Well, no, she came to take pictures socially distant, and she stopped outside the front of my apartment for me to come outside and meet her, and she had a handkerchief around her. And I said, well, that is such a good mask. You should sell that for merch. And she said, I do sell it for merch. And I said, look at me being a bad friend and not knowing.
No.
But they're really good and they look great.
Yeah, we do have, you've got Hank's mask. I'll put them on some social so that you can buy them if you want.
I think if you want.
Yeah. I think my mom bought a few. She's my biggest fan. So we're in quarantine. And some of the big things that have happened in quarantine, of course, is the Black Lives Matter movement has really become a big thing. And I noticed that Tom wasn't posting anything. All of his whole family was. Like Rita was posting, Colin was posting, even Chet was posting. Everyone, Elizabeth, everyone was posting about Black Lives Matter. But Tom was very silent.
And he was pretty vocal about the coronavirus stuff.
Yes, he was very vocal and then he was very silent. So then I was worried. So I, as a big fan, was like, he really responds well to typewritten letters.
Mm-hmm.
I have a typewriter that I bought specifically from a place that I was told that Tom Hanks visits in New York City called Gramercy Typewriters near the Flatiron Building. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me use my typewriter to good use. So I wrote him a letter that was basically like, hey, Tom, how's it going? Hope you're doing well. Hope Rita is doing well because they both had coronavirus.
They both had Rona.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm just writing because I've noticed that you've been very quiet recently and there's a big Black Lives Matter movement that's happening and your whole family has been very vocal, but you're silent. So I'm just wondering why, because you have such a big platform. I look up to you. I want you to use your platform for good. Mm-hmm. Also, I love you. Okay, bye.
And didn't you say something about that you got the typewriter from Gramercy Typewriters?
Yes.
And then Greg.
Yeah. And I did say in my letter, I'm writing you a letter from Gramercy, from this place near the Flatiron Building, because I was told that that's where you get your typewriters. So isn't that exciting? And I was like, it's a Smith Corona typewriter. LOL, Corona. Yeah. And so I put that a little bit in. So I sent that in like June. Cut forward to July. So I'm planning on going to take pictures of Riley.
Mm-hmm.
And
collaboration, a collab.
A collab, you know, one of those like Rachel X Riley.
Yep.
Collabs. Yep. Everyone's doing them.
Thing. Yep, yeah. Everyone's doing them.
Yeah. I really want to take face mask thirst traps of my friends because I feel like if people saw more hot people wearing masks, more people would want to wear masks.
Genius. Yeah. Genius.
Yeah. It's my way to give back.
It's working. Write it off on your taxes.
Yeah. So before I left to go walk over to Riley's, I go down and check my mail and I see a letter from Playtone, aka Tom's production company. And I freak the fuck out. I immediately was like, oh my God, he wrote me back. Like, it had been, like, over a month, and I was like, he wrote me back.
I was crazy because you were on your way over, and I all of a sudden didn't hear from you for, like, 15, 20 minutes, and you just go, oh, my God, Tom Hanks sent me a letter. And you hadn't even opened it yet, I don't think. Maybe you had.
No.
Big. And I remember being like, oh, my. If you listen to this podcast, then you know what this letter means to Rachel Chapman.
Yeah. I was shaking. I was like legit shaking and like just like like I had, you know, when you write Tom Hanks a letter on a typewriter, you're like, well, maybe he'll write back because he's written back to a couple people. But I like never really like there was like a little inkling, a little bit of hope, but like you know,
I was like, I hope he hears my message.
Yeah,
it'd be awesome if he sends one back, but
yeah. But also, like, I was like, I don't know if he'll appreciate the content in the letter because it was a little bit of a criticism, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I hope he doesn't get mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
But he wrote me back. And I have the letter. I'm not going to show you on camera because it has my address on it. But it's written on very nice paper. like very fancy paper that has like, if you hold it up to the light, there's like, you know how when you hold checks up to the light, there's like hidden thingies in there?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's what's hidden in it?
It says like either cranes. I think it says cranes. 100% cotton. It's 100% cotton paper.
Are you kidding?
And it's thick.
Listen to that. Listen to that cotton paper.
This is ASMR break. Anyway, I don't know if you can hear that. Okay, so it's at the type of the letter, at the top of the letter says Tom Hanks. So you know this is Tom Hanks stationery.
His stationery. His 100% Egyptian cotton stationery.
And it's typewritten in green ink. Green ink. And if you go to his Instagram, he's posted at least two pictures recently, typewritten green ink. So you know this is Tom.
This is Tom. You know it's Tom.
This is Tom. And the date is July 7th. Okay. Which his birthday, July 9th.
Oh, so he's like gearing up for it. He's like thinking about it. He has a lot on his mind and he's still doing this.
Yeah. He's planning his Zoom birthday party.
Planning his socially distant Zoom birthday.
Yeah. So the fact that he wrote me 2 days before his birthday is big deal.
Yeah, that is big deal.
Yeah. Okay, so it starts, I'm going to read the letter, or at least I'll read part of it.
I think you should read the whole thing. It's not too
long.
The
whole thing? Okay. Hey, Rachel.
If you want to.
Yeah. I'll cut out the parts where he tells me that I'm his favorite person in the entire world.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely in there.
It is. I've seen it.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so it says, hey Rachel, like,
hey Rachel,
hey Rachel, dot dot dot.
That's how you and I greet each other. Tom's treating you like a friend.
I know. Well, I started my letter, dear Thomas Jeffrey Hanks. So he's all casual. Okay, it says, thanks for that letter. The nation is going through something. And so what's great about this is there's a lot of like typos. So, you know, this was like, not typos, but like, you know, on a typewriter sometimes.
You know, this is like, yeah.
You can't erase.
Like, the letters will like go on top of each other a little bit and like, yeah. It'll be a little bit, yeah.
So the something is a little messed up. But it says, the nation is going through something larger than a movement, but a reckoning. We are seeking a needed, necessary shift towards what is right when America can truly be America for all Americans. I took myself off both Twitter and Facebook a few weeks back as I found I was inadvertently given a platform for some toxic trolls. Now I post only on Instagram.
I love that you use the word trolls. I love that you call them trolls.
And we'll get to those trolls because I have something to say. Mm-hmm. Okay. On Juneteenth, I posted as well as for some of the primaries around the country through Michelle Obama's When We All Vote. There will be more to come from the likes of me as November approaches. So keep a lookout. He wants me to follow him on Instagram.
Keep a lookout. Yeah. I always try to chase those followers.
Yeah, he needs follows.
About these days.
And again, thank you for being a proactive force. We all have a part to do, so let's do our part, dot, dot, dot. And then we get a little personal. Good typewriter, the Super Sterling. He knew what typewriter I was using.
He knew. That is so cool.
He knows typewriters. I said it was a Smith Corona, and he knew that it was the Super Sterling.
He knows. He probably has one.
We're twins.
You guys have the same typewriter.
Well, the next sentence says, this is my Sterling, my go-to machine. We have the same go-to machine. Well, I only have one, but...
but still, it's your go-to.
That means that when I went to Gramercy Typewriters and picked out my typewriter, I picked out a go-to typewriter.
You took out a Tom Hanks go-to typewriter.
Yeah.
And also, this is like when you guys meet each other, you will have something to talk about.
Yeah, we could talk about going and meeting the guys that work at. And then the last sentence is Gramercy. So when I wrote them, I didn't say where I got it, just said a hole in the wall near the Flatiron Building, because that's kind of what it looks like. And he was like, Gramercy Typewriters in New York City, down by the Flatiron Building, right? And then it says, throw deep, Tom Hanks.
Thomas Jefferson Hanks.
So he ended the letter with a question, which automatically made me think, well, he wants me to write him back, right?
Of course.
So I did, like a week ago. It took me a while to write back because I was like, what do I even say? But I basically was like, thank you. And then I talked about the trolls as like, I figured that was why he wasn't saying anything. And we'll get to the trolls. And then I basically was like, I host a podcast where I talk about you. I watch all your movies. And then I said that You've Got Mail is my favorite. And that Nora Ephron is my hero. And then I said, and then at the bottom, I was like, oh, and then I said, like, yeah, I'll be working really hard to get Biden president so we don't have to deal with this anymore. And then I said, P.S. My mom, I didn't say my mom, but I said, someone told me to send you a picture of my cat. Her name is Lady Tom Hanks. It's a long story. So I sent him a picture of my cat. that letter was probably a little bit more crazy than the first one. So let's see if he responds. He probably won't. But
I just think it's just starting rapport. You know, it's just being like, hey, he ended his letter with a question. So in what world do you ask someone a question and not want a response?
Right. I mean, rhetorical questions, but that
but
wasn't.
Still, technically, there's a question mark there. And it's also like, I mean, you have to tell him, yes, it was Gramercy. Like, look, I like, oh, that's so funny. You know this place. Ha ha ha. You know?
Yeah.
Wow. But I hope he responds.
Me too. I did put in my response letter, I don't know if this will ever show up because, you know, the USPS is going through a tough time right now.
Topical, fun.
Yeah. And I used one of my, 50, I think it's the 50th anniversary stamps for the going to the moon.
Nice.
Yeah, I gave him the moon.
Apollo.
Because in Apollo 13, he never got to go to the moon.
Never got to go. Now he got to.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I know. I gave
response.
Him. Yeah, me too.
How long? It took him like a month last time, right?
Yeah, I sent it like maybe the like the beginning of June-ish. And then he wrote me a month later because July 7th. And then I got it. Like, I don't remember when we.
I think it was either the day before my birthday or the day after my birthday.
Yeah.
So I remember being like, yeah, I'm just going through a big change right now because I'm a year older, blah, blah, blah.
And you did change. I did change. Yeah.
I did change. I've changed. And Rachel's sitting me down and, you know, telling me exactly how I've changed and that. It's further, you know, it's good change, but
it's
still.
Good change, you know, everyone needs.
I can't keep acting like I haven't changed.
Yeah, no, you have to accept that you have changed. Stop saying that I haven't changed.
Yep.
You have.
Yeah, I have. I've grown.
Yeah, you've grown. You're a grown woman.
Grown woman. I can do whatever I want.
You should write a letter to Beyonce.
Well, do you know what I did one time? She was like on her website, she was releasing her second fragrance, Pulse.
Yeah.
The first one was Heat and the second one was Pulse. And she was releasing the second fragrance and they were like, we're having a competition and two lucky winners will get to win, a big bottle of Pulse like 3-4 months before it was released. And I was like, oh my God. And all you have to do is write like an essay or a couple paragraphs about how, like, something about changing your life or something.
And you know that.
And, oh, boy, boy, boy. And I know all about change because it's all I do these days is change. And I wrote a whole letter about how Beyonce saved me when I tried to kill myself. And
oh
Beyonce
my
was, like, my hero. And then I won the bottle of perfume.
Yay.
And I got it and it gave me a headache right away and I gave it to my sister.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it was really, I mean, it was honestly, I think, the only time I've ever won anything. But I felt like I deserved it because my essay was so good. And I also got into my boarding school by writing my entry essay on Beyoncé and how she's changed my life.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. One day, maybe I should write her a letter.
Yeah. I mean, we're all home alone.
Yep. Hey, Beyoncé, Giselle Knowles Carter. How are you? XOXO. I've noticed you've been pretty vocal about this stuff, which
Yeah.
is great. I love you, XOXO.
Yeah.
That's my whole letter.
I think she would respond. She read your essay. She had to have.
She had to have, right?
Yeah.
She had to have, because it was like really sweet.
Yeah.
Because
And
although
you're
I think it was like, write something about what Beyoncé means to you or whatever. So
Yeah.
I wrote that whole thing. I'm like, oh, if it's really sweet, they're gonna show her. Because it was like back early on in her career too, where she wasn't like, I think this is like after Single Ladies,
Oh yeah.
like 2008, 2009.
Yeah, she definitely read your letter.
She definitely read my letter,
She
which means
loves you.
loves me, but she didn't write back.
Oh, well.
So Tom Hanks got a leg up on Beyoncé.
Well, if Beyonce loved typewriters, then she would definitely.
That's true. If she
Yeah.
did, she because anyone who loves typewriters would love an excuse to clickety clickety clack on a typewriter.
Click, clack, click, clack.
Like clack, clunk, clunk, clunk.
So I did want to get into the trolls a little
Yes.
bit because I want to give a warning to the trolls that I am after you.
Yep.
I
Yep.
am coming for you. You have ruined the one joy of my life, which is Tom Hanks posting funny gloves and cars on social media. You've ruined it with your stupid conspiracy theories, which I want to dismiss those right now.
Dismiss them right now.
So all
Here's
you
the
white
thing.
supremacist
Yep.
trolls
White
who,
supremacist
yeah.
trolls.
So like people are like trying to rope Tom Hanks into this whole stupid Pizzagate thing because there's some conspiracy theory that like people only celebrities that are liberal are surviving coronavirus because they're part of the Illuminati or some shit like that. I don't know. None of it makes sense.
That's so stupid. It isn't. It's
Yeah.
crazy to me that people genuinely believe it.
I know, right? Well, they're all racist trolls
Yeah,
who
they're all
are
crazy.
just believing anything that's fed to them, even though none of it is based in any kind of fact at
Any
all.
kind of fact
Yeah.
whatsoever.
They think that he's not donating, like on his post where he posted about his plasma, because he was donating that for to help us. He was
He
helping
was
us.
helping.
And
Yes.
everyone was like, he's just donating that. I don't even know what the, but there's like all those theories. And then he was roped into the whole like, people were trying to say that he's like friends with Jeffrey Epstein, which is not true at all. They were like saying that his name was on some kind of list, which it was not at all.
Yes. And that's what they're saying about Spielberg too. And like all these people who are like the sweetest men who are so kind and gentle, who have beautiful families that they love and have these, it's like, why would these people who have these great careers, all this great stuff, why would they do like what? It doesn't make sense. I'm like, what
Yeah.
do you guys, you can't.
Well, there's two things that I think are happening. One is that like these people like Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have definitely and Spielberg have definitely like spoken out against Trump and like white supremacists.
Yes.
And so like it's all these white supremacists that are trying to like
Yes.
turn people on these Hollywood people that are liberal or whatever.
Yes.
And then the other side is there's these people just wants to see the world burn. It's those
Yep.
people that are constantly being like, did you know Nazi is all, I mean, Disney is all Nazis? And it's
Yeah.
like, no. And
Yeah, they're
it's
just going to
like,
see the world burn. They don't want
yeah,
anything good.
anything that gives kind of joy or whatever, they just like to see. Did you know that like Hollywood sweetheart, everyone's favorite actor, Tom Hanks, is actually evil? And it's
Yep.
like, no,
And
none
look
of
at they, you know what? And look at what they've done. They did take joy. They took
Yeah.
joy away from Rachel Chapman.
They did. They took joy. And it's like, it hurts me to see Tom suffering this. Because, like, yes. If you noticed on his Instagram, he's taken away comments.
Yes.
You can't comment on his pictures anymore because too many trolls.
Yes.
And then also he's, like, changed his settings so you can't, like, share his post in your Instagram story wow. like he used to. Because I wanted to share something that he posted the other day and I couldn't. And, like, you can't really do anything. You can't tag him in your Instagram stories anymore.
It ruined the fun. All these trolls ruined. And also, it's affected him to the point where he talked about it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He told me about the trolls. He was like, this is why I've been a little silent, because I'm afraid of what people are saying about me.
Yeah.
It's upsetting. And then the other thing that they're latching on to, and like a lot of Republicans, evil Republicans are latching on to, is that Tom and Rita are dual citizens now in Greece. But that's because they own a house in Greece. Because if you know anything about Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson is Greek.
Greek. And they love Greece.
They love it. I love it too.
Greece. Me too. And you know who really helped? You know who really made me love Greece? Tom Hanks, watching the movies Mamma Mia and Mamma Mia 2.
Yeah. And yeah, you know, Rita brought us Nia Vardalos, and she's given us My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All my favorite Greek faves. And I didn't even want, I, not that I didn't want to, but like I had never really thought about traveling to Greece until Tom and Rita brought Greece into my life.
Yeah.
Through their movies they've produced. They've done so much for me.
I wonder if they had anything to do with Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2 or Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 1, which is the one where she goes to Greece. That's the first one.
I think that's the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't be surprised. That's such a Tom and Rita movie. I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. But it's like, everyone's like, well, they're just trying to get away because they're evil people. And it's like, no. If I was able to get a dual citizenship anywhere, I would do it.
I would kill for that right now. Yeah. I have a lot of friends who are dual citizens, actually. I am. And I talk about how jealous I am. That's the way to do it. My friend's dual citizen in Canada. He get to go to college for free in Canada.
Ooh.
I have a friend who is dual citizen in a couple who are dual citizens of Britain and the UK. Although I think when the UK moved, then they had to choose one. I think Jeremy has dual citizenship, but I think his mom had to choose one citizenship. And I think she became an American. Yeah, she did become a US citizen last year.
Yeah.
I forget. And my friend Fatima has dual citizenship in Ghana. I wonder who else have my friends have dual citizenships. Oh, Denise is dual citizenship, US and Peru.
Ooh.
Be fun.
Yeah. I would want to get dual citizenship in Japan so I can go to Tokyo Disneyland whenever I want.
Yeah. Did you go to the Disneyland in Paris?
I did.
Did you have their pizza burger that's famous there?
No. They didn't have a lot of food. They have something they're really famous for?
Yeah. In my French class, whenever my French teacher was hungover, we would watch these fun French like little documentaries for kids. And they did a whole one about Disneyland in Paris and how much fun it is and how they're famous for their pizza burgers and they're famous for some other type of fries.
Oh, like poutine fries or something like that?
Maybe.
I don't know. That's like Canada. Yeah. I don't know. Wow. No, but when
wanted to go.
They didn't have a lot of food. It was actually very sad because when great. They
like worse than in Anaheim?
Yeah, because I know. Well, it's because when they designed Disneyland Paris, they thought about French people and what would they like. And they thought that a lot of French people were more like high class and they would just want to sit down. So they have a lot of sit down restaurants and they don't have as many like carts and like to go snacks and stuff like that.
Yeah. And like actual Disney experience stuff.
Yeah. So like they don't even have like churros or pretzels or popcorn.
No way.
Yeah.
Did they really do Dole Whip?
No.
I don't know. I feel like that's such a big part of Disney for me because I've only been to Disneyland in Anaheim. I've never been to Disney World.
You gotta go.
No, I gotta go. I've never been to Florida except for when I had a connecting flight.
Oh, well, when this is all over, let's take a trip to Disney World.
I would love that.
Yeah, we can go to Hollywood Studios where they have a Toy Story Land.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
A Toy Story Land?
Yeah, it looks like a giant sandbox, and they have a Woody's lunchbox, which is like a food place, and you can get things like grilled cheese and tarts.
You can live your childhood fantasy.
Yeah, and they have a Slinky Dog roller coaster that's very cool.
Disney is so magical. They really make all your dreams come true.
Yeah. But there's some people who believe that they're Nazis because they want to see the world burn.
And they want to see the world burn, and enough is enough. And that, anyway, this was all a big tangent to tell you guys we are coming for you trolls.
We're coming for you trolls.
We're not standing for it anymore because it is affecting people who we love, and that therefore it's affecting us.
Yeah, I started reporting people's tweets where they were saying things because that's offensive and rude. And it's harmful to people. Not only is it harmful for the Hanks family, it's also harmful for me because it hurts my feelings.
Exactly. It's harmful for a lot of people's mental health.
Yeah.
And therefore, reportable. Report, report, report.
But I had you on because you were the first person I told about the letter,
and then I saw you right after.
Yeah, and we celebrated by me taking pictures of you.
That was very exciting. I remember when you texted me that you got it, and you're walking over like, sorry, I'm a little late, I got this letter from Tom Hanks. Oh my God, I read it, blah, blah, blah. And you came over, and as you were walking over, I was like, you know what? This is a really big day for Rachel. This is a huge day. Big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, if Tom Hanks wrote a letter to anybody, it would be such a cool thing. But especially to someone who, like, he's like a hero for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's like everyone's like, you have to frame it. And I know I do. I need to frame it.
Yes, you do need to frame it. Totally need to frame it.
Yeah. And then now, you know that question where it's like, what's the one thing you would grab from your apartment as it's burning?
Now you have one.
Yeah. It's my letter.
Genius.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I'd grab, I guess, my journals.
Yeah.
But if they burn, I'd be like, it was meant to be. I'm letting go of my past, you know? Yeah.
Well, my go-to is always like, well, grab my cat, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I guess that's good.
You don't, they were like, well, no, your cat would get out. What's one thing? And I was like, my computer?
I guess, my phone.
Yeah.
I can call everyone and be like, guess what? Guess who's a victim? My house burned down. Please give me your sympathy.
Yeah.
I would use that to make every conversation about me for a good month.
Yeah, but... That's
God forbid. Like, God forbid that happened. God forbid.
Yeah, no. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. But you deserve all that sympathy.
Thank you. You deserve it.
Thank you. Well, have you been watching any Tom Hanks movies in quarantine?
I mean, truly, I have watched both Mamma Mia's. I know those aren't his... He's not in those movies, but he has his touch on them.
Yeah.
I don't think I have watched Tom Hanks movies in quarantine. I've watched all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies a lot, and I've watched Selling Sunset a lot, and I've watched I May Destroy You and the new Lovecraft Country.
That looks really good.
It's so good. I love it so much. And what else have I been watching? I watched La La Land for the first time. I feel like Tom Hanks would like La La Land.
Yeah.
I've never seen it before, and I watched it, and I was like...
Well, there's a little bit of a nod to that thing you do in La La Land, because at the end, they're at the jazz club, and what's-his-face from that thing you do is Emma Stone's new husband, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool. I never put that together.
Yeah.
So I sort of did watch a Tom Hanks movie.
Sort of.
I got the essence of it. That's a sweet movie, honestly. I tried to watch it when it first came out, and I was like, I hate this movie. Well, I didn't watch it. And then I just watched it, and I was like, I cried a bunch. And I was like, this is such a sweet, sweet movie. Emma Stone's fantastic.
Ryan Gosling is...
Ryan Gosling is a dream in that movie. I actually meant to text you about this. I think I've told you how I've never found Ryan Gosling to be attractive. I never really understood why people are attracted to him until I watched this movie. And I was like, wow, I really understand. But then I also watched the movie where he had blonde hair and tattoos. And I was like, yeah, I get it. Surprising the people I'm attracted to are the people where it's obvious that they're going to break my heart.
Yeah. I love him.
Have you watched any Tom Hanks movies in quarantine?
I've watched That Thing You Do a bunch of times because Adam Schlesinger passed away from coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a sweet thing to, yeah. A nice little tribute to him.
Yeah, they did, at the beginning of quarantine, right after he passed, they did a special, like, live watching, viewing party with the members of the Wonders, the Oneaters. And that was very fun because then they talked about, Tom a bunch. Tom wasn't there because he was having connection issues, I guess, or whatever, but Colin was there.
That's so fun.
Yeah, and Colin is in the movie, which means that it was his first movie, so that'll be the first episode of season 2. So be on the lookout for that.
Everybody.
Yeah, and follow along on Instagram and Twitter at You've Got Hanks, and yep. I'll keep you updated. Also, get a mask.
Get a handkerchief.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it, unless you have anything else you want to say about Tom Hanks.
No, but I actually did just realize now that handkerchief is it's Colin Hanks, or?
Yeah, Colin Hanks
has Colin Hanks's handkerchief line.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I totally forgot about that, because I remember when he came out, that I was like, oh, genius. Forgot about that. So when you were talking about handkerchiefs, I thought you were calling your Tom Hanks face mask a handkerchief. Oh. And I was like, genius name, Rachel is the smartest person in the whole wide world. If any listeners were confused by the way I was talking about Rachel's masks and calling them handkerchiefs, I just want you to know that I was confused too, even though I thought I wasn't. And she indeed is selling Tom. You got Hanks masks and not handkerchiefs.
Yeah. But you can also buy handkerchiefs. Colin actually just came out with a special line that's dedicated to different national parks, and they were pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a collab. You know, this X collab. Uh-huh,
like Riley X Rachel.
Yeah.
Rye X Rach, RXR.
We should do a collab.
Yeah. I love you like
where can people find you?
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram. You at Riley Westling. Twitter is the same thing, Riley Westling. You can visit my old apartment. I just moved. It's 3949 Los Feliz Boulevard, apartment number 218. You can walk up there and say, "Hey, Riley used to live here. Can I come look inside?" And if you want, you can also see me at the beach sometimes or at the Water Farmers Market. And also, I guess that's it. That's all I have.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me. And thank you for being the person I shared this letter with.
Thank you for sharing this letter with me. It was a big day. And I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
And that's also, you should post a picture when you post this. You should post I bit my lip.
Oh no.
Oh no. Owie. It's going to turn into a canker sore.
I'm sorry.
When you post this, you should post a picture of the letter so people can see the ink, the green ink and everything.
Yeah. That was another thing I said in my letter. I said PPS or PSS. I don't know. I think it's PPS. I said, by the way, how do you get a green ribbon? Because I only have a black ribbon on my typewriter.
My old typewriter, I had a green one, I think. I don't know how I got this typewriter, and I just totally did not take care of it. It's probably a really nice one, but I had this typewriter when I was a kid that was red, black, and green ink, and you can, like, switch on and off, and the ribbons would, like, go up on each other, and it was cool. It was so cool. And I would type all my letters to my family. I'd take my mom, and I was mad at my mom. Like, dear mama, I'm sorry that I'm mad at you. I hope tomorrow we can start over. Love, Riley. And it was all spelled wrong. I was like 7 years old. Or I'd make little coupons for her saying, this coupon's good for 1 foot massage for 10 minutes.
That's
Oh,
cute.
the days.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me on, Rachel. I love ya.
Yeah. I love you. Yeah.
Everyone, subscribe and follow.
And thanks for listening.
So good every time.
Okay,
I'm blown away.
bye.
Bye. It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for